We have a segment because of the phone situation. We're going to break it up into two parts between Jason and our good pal, Nate Noy, fellow FDH Lounge original dignitary. The Mount Rushmore of cities. This is a segment that we've been working on since last summer here at FDH. And we're going to basically divide this into two parts. We're going to hit some of these with Jason and some of these with Nate, since as of tonight, we're unable to have them on with us together. I am assuming at this point in time here, that this is, I'm guessing this is Jason on the line here, Elaine. We got you. All right. Our FDH senior editor, Jason Jones, coming on with us here. Good to have you on, my man. How are you tonight?
Not too bad, sir.
I'm going to run some of these ones by you, the ones of the most interest, and I'm going to run the other ones by Nate when he joins us a little bit later on here. The Mount Rushmore of sports cities here. This is a project that I've been working on. We're going to have this posted at the FDHlounge.com within the next couple of days here. Essentially picking out the four athletes from every city that would qualify for this. So in my estimation, I was the guy making out the list. So I have this for all cities that have, I believe at least, I think the criteria was you had to have three sports franchises, major sports franchises, and these are athletes only, not coaches. The first one I'm going to run by you, city that I've lived in most of my life, city that you've lived in a good chunk of your life, Cleveland, the flagship city for the network here. In my mind, I see envisioning on the Mount Rushmore of Cleveland last summer some sandblasting of the grill of LeBron James off of there as Lou Groza is restored, joining Otto Graham, Bob Feller, and Jim Brown. Your thoughts on that foursome?
One more time.
Lou Groza to be replacing LeBron, rejoining Otto Graham, Bob Feller, and Jim Brown.
Graham's a no doubt about it. Feller, I think you have to put in there. LeBron can punch sand for Ecker. My concern is Groza, and I say it only because I have no experience watching. I wasn't around to see the impact. And I guess the only caveat to that would be if you're replacing him with somebody, you're probably replacing him with someone who has a lesser resume. So other than that, I got no problem with that being a child of the 80s and 90s. I would probably lobby for a little Mark Price or Bernie Kosar, but I don't have a problem with your list.
Yeah, Price, Kosar, Doherty. I mean, it gets hard. If it's not Lou Groza, you know, Dante Lavelli. You know, I don't know where it goes. Rocky Colavito, I guess there would be a lot of people arguing for him. If you go back further in time, and this is way further back, but Napoleon Lajoie, who, you know, Tris Speaker, those are two of the top five athletes probably ever to play in the city of Cleveland. But I don't think you find too many people who are up on, you know, early 20th century American League baseball. So that was why I put Groza on there after some thought. Let's go to Denver, where you presently live. Here's my foursome for Denver. Tell me what you think. You're more qualified to make this judgment than me, but here was what I came up with after some thought about this. Alex English just missing the cut. My foursome was John Elway, Joe Sakic, Patrick Waugh, Dan Issel.
Okay, Patrick Waugh, absolutely. John Elway, absolutely. And Joe Sakic, absolutely. Some would argue that instead of Dan Issel, it should be Alex English. Or there's a guy whose name escapes at the moment. Big in the late 70s, I think, played for the Nuggets, went by the name of, I want to say, Tiny something or other.
Archibald! Nate Archibald.
Archibald.
Okay.
It's one of those guys that you would almost have to have been from Denver to experience.
Okay.
I think from a national perspective, Dan Issel was probably more impactful.
Okay.
I think the majority of people would probably side with Alex English, only because in the beginning he was the only thing they had. The important thing there is that it has to have John Elway, Joe Sakic, and Patrick Waugh.
Okay. All right.
So there are no question about those. And some people might even be inclined, believe it or not, to say Todd Helms. But
okay. I was going to say, you know, Floppy Forsberg, if you wanted to put another Av in there, but, you know, three might be a little bit much. Yeah, that was the combo that I came through with there. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to kind of put the ball in your court on this for any remaining ones in the segment with you before I get to the ones with Nate. What are some of the remaining sports cities, major sports cities in the country that you are most intrigued by and would like to weigh in on the most? You tell me, and I'll read you off the foursome and have you react to it.
Well, of course, when I first heard about that we were doing this, I went ahead and looked at best sports cities from a winning percentage and titles perspective. And there's a lot of them that are intriguing, but I'll jump straight to the top. And I don't want to steal thunder from Nate, but I'm dying to know how you can only fit four on the Mount Rushmores of New York, Boston, Chicago, and Pittsburgh.
Okay, we'll do those. New York. New York's impossible. I want to say first and foremost, you can't even count New York. But if you put a gun to my head, I say Ruth Mays, Manuel DiMaggio. I think it's all got to be from that era. I don't think there have ever been four figures as epic as those four. But that's why I think New York is impossible, because that doesn't leave room for any other sports, and that's only two franchises there, the Yankees and the Giants, who don't even play there anymore. So that one's about impossible. Chicago, this is what started it in the first place, this whole discussion. I was told over the summer by the New York Bureau, Steve Cervillo, that when he was at the All-Star game in Anaheim, and by the way, he's back out in SoCal at the moment, so hat tip to the Bureau. He actually booked, and we haven't made it happen yet for an appearance, but he booked Ernie Banks. And we were talking about that at the time. And, you'd have to put him on the Mount Rushmore of Chicago, which is one of the biggest cities out there. So my one for Chicago, I said Jordan, Ernie Banks, Bobby Hall, Walter Payton. But that's tough, because that leaves Gale Sayers and Dick Butkus on the outside looking in, which is tough. I mean, the depth in Chicago, but... Take a swing at that one. Jordan, Banks, Hall, Payton.
Wow. Jordan, no doubt. Jordan's in the center of that mount there. Ernie Banks, I think you have to put on there, because there's nothing else. He's a Chicago guys kind of guy. I'm inclined to give more credit to Sayers and Butkus. Butkus maybe just be a shoot from the hip kind of pick. Man, and Payton. This is kind of like some of the things that we've already looked at, where I mean, you have one guy from one sport, and then everything else comes from the other. So you could probably even make do a Mount Rushmore of just Blackhawks if you really wanted to.
Stan Mikita, yeah.
But I just can't turn away from at least Sayers and Banks. Butkus, I can concede Bobby Hall for Butkus, I guess.
Okay.
But then you've got the problem of Walter Payton, who is arguably top five of all time in his sport.
Right.
That's a tough one.
It is. That one's brutal. You said Pittsburgh. I remember that. Here was my four for Pittsburgh. And the last guy's pretty recent, but I think he would make it anyways. My four for Pittsburgh are Bradshaw, Lemieux, Clemente, Crosby.
Wow. Forgot about Clemente for a moment. Wow. Did you say Crosby?
Yeah. I put him on there.
I think you could do that if you make it one of those potential picks.
Okay.
I mean, you know, if the guy's in a career-ending car accident. I don't know if he stays there, but based on the idea that he's have a decent career and continue on the track he's on, I don't see how you say no to that. And the only way that you would is if you're going to drop him out and put in some other Steeler, like Joe Green or something.
Yeah, Lambert.
If that really makes sense.
Lambert, Green, or Stargell.
Yeah. I like it the way it is.
Okay. The what was the other city? Did you mention L.A. as one of the big ones?
Boston.
Oh, Boston.
I think you can do one just on the Celtics twice over.
Yeah, and that was how I That was how I went on that. The Celtics were represented on this. Here was my four. I had two from the Celtics. I will tell you this, though. For as much depth as they had, I didn't have a whole lot of trouble shaving it to these four guys. Ted Williams, Bobby Orr, Bill Russell, Larry Bird.
Wow, I forgot about Bobby Orr, too. Ted Williams, because he's no doubt, to date, at least, the best hitter of all time. Russell, maybe top three players of all time.
Okay.
At this point, I wanted to throw in Tom Brady as much as most people don't like him.
Okay.
But you can't drop out Bobby Orr because at least pre-Gretzky, he was no doubt about it the best player in the game historically. And some would argue that he still is. Brady's the only one that I really want to put in there, but I don't see that there's room for him.
Okay. All right, yeah, so that was the foursome that I had there, ultimately. And before we let you go, and I'm getting a text here that Russ Cohen, who we were going to have on the segment before this, he's now available, so we got to squeeze him between you and Nate. Are there any other cities out there you want to take a swing at?
Yeah, just because you're the one doing this, I've got some interest in your perspective on Miami.
Yes.
And if Phoenix is even worth it.
Miami, I realize I'm biased on Bob Greasy, but I have him on there anyways. Here was my four. Dan Marino, Dwayne Wade, Bob Greasy, Larry Zonka.
I like it.
Okay.
Not completely biased.
Okay. All right.
I was looking to see if you were going to put Wade in there.
I think so, based on the body of work. And you know, like Crosby, it's borderline based on how long he's been there, where he's at in his career. But, yeah, Miami doesn't have the depth of other cities historically. You know, they've only really had four franchises in the last 20 years. And their oldest one, the Dolphins, only even goes back to the mid-60s. Phoenix, here's what I had for that. A lot of guys who made an impact at a very short amount of time. Kurt Schilling, Randy Johnson, Kurt Warner, Charles Barkley. Aside from Barkley, it was pretty short on all of them.
Yeah. Wow. The unit is interesting because I don't know that everyone across the board would identify with him as a Diamondback, although I think they should.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, when you kind of first glance at like Phoenix, does anybody really make the cut? But, no, the names that you mentioned are as close to qualifying as anything.
Right. All right, so that's where we've got it there. We'll have the rest of these able to be chewed over at the FDHLounge.com. I'm going to have these posted here probably before we get to the weekend. So I'm sure we'll be going through some of these, in some subsequent editions of the show and possibly revisiting. And when we get a chance to have more than one person on at a time, maybe we'll revisit with a little bit of a roundtable. But pleasure breaking these down with you, my man. We'll be getting you back on hopefully real soon here. Thanks for coming on tonight, buddy.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it. Our senior editor and one of our original dignitaries, Jason Jones. We're going to go right now back to our good friend Nate Noy and dial him up. Original lounge dignitary, Nate Noy, getting to him somewhat belatedly here as we get somewhat back on a semblance of track during the show here tonight as we continue to break down. We started with part one with Jason Jones, and we're going to do this with Nate. We're going to resume with him the Mount Rushmore of sports cities here. This is something we've been working on ever since last summer. We're going to be dialing this thing up here, putting it on the FDHLounge.com over the course of the next couple days. The list here is complete. Unless anything gets said to me tonight by anybody to sort of shake my confidence on how I have this thing laid out here. I don't expect that to be the case necessarily. I'm thinking that the way we have it is the way that it's probably going to end up being. But we went through a couple of these ones with Jason. We hit Boston and Cleveland and Pittsburgh and New York and Chicago. New York, of course, being one that's just about impossible to do. So we hit a bunch of these ones with Jason, the ones that I knew that he would want to hit, and we will resume with our good pal Nate Noy, original lounge dignitary, joining us from his abode in Southern Ohio. Good to have you on tonight, Nate. How are you, good sir?
Hey, doing well, Rick. Buckeyes are winning. It's always a good thing. So
exactly.
We'll bring him some luck while we're on air here tonight.
Yeah, exactly. 14-7 right now in the Sugar Bowl. For anybody who thought there was going to be any kind of a hangover from the suspensions, not so much. We'll blow through some of these ones here. The Mount Rushmore of sports cities. Covered some of these ones with Jason. First, I'm going to take them in alphabetical order here on the remainder. Atlanta. Here were the four that we put up there for Atlanta. Dominique Wilkins, Tom Glavin, Greg Maddux, Dale Murphy. Atlanta, like Miami, like some of these other Sun Belt cities, relatively new. You're not going to have big-time sports athletes from the 1940s on there. Atlanta, like Miami, only really dates back to the 60s and much more recently generally than that. But Wilkins, Glavin, Maddux, Murphy. Any you disagree with?
Now, when you said Atlanta, the first thing I thought of was Dominique. I think he, you know, was that basketball team for late 80s and early 90s. So, you know, maybe 5 years from now, especially if Atlanta does something this year, Matt Ryan could end up on that list eventually.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's a pretty hot commodity right now. John Schmoltz probably deserves an honorable mention.
Yep.
I mean, he was just as big of that. You know, the Braves' success, but they didn't exactly bring home a lot of championships. Maddux has to be there. Maddux, probably the best pitcher in our lifetime. You know, Glavin with the 300 wins deserves some recognition as well. And, yeah, Dale Murphy was the face of the Braves in the 80s. I don't disagree with any of those picks for Atlanta, and I am kind of hard-pressed to think of anybody else. I mean, the Atlanta Falcons, they don't really have that one player you identify with the Falcons at this point. So maybe that'll be Matt Ryan 10 years from now. I don't know.
Could be. A lot of flashes in the pan. Can't go with Steve Bartkowski or Crystal Chandelier or Jamal Anderson. None of those really stood the test of time. Baltimore is a tough one. I ended up leaving Lenny Moore on the outside looking in and a couple other guys like that. Ultimately, for Baltimore, it ended up being Johnny Unitas, Brooks Robinson, Frank Robinson, and Cal Ripken Jr.
Yeah, and again, the first thing I thought of was Johnny U, and Cal Ripken has to be a close second. You know, and Brooks Robinson, clearly, you know, they integral part of those successful teams in the late 60s, early 70s. And, you know, maybe, you know, like, really, yeah, those are the top four, I agree. The old Baltimore / Washington Bullets, maybe, I don't know, you know, Bernard King had some good years, but how long were they really there in Baltimore?
Earl Monroe?
Yeah, Earl Monroe. But again, not as successful as those four guys that you've mentioned. But, you know, definitely it's kind of like Johnny U and Ripken. And it's funny, he had three Orioles and a Colt. I'm with you on those. Again, Boog Powell, you know, still popular, but not as those four guys. And really, there's no other guy I can think of that should be there.
Okay. One of the only ones that we went with that was only two sports to the city was Buffalo. So that really kind of constricted it a little bit here. Here's what I came up with for Buffalo. Jim Kelly, Bruce Smith, Dominic Hasek, Jack Kemp.
Okay. Thurman Thomas comes to mind immediately as well.
Okay.
I think he was just as big of a player as Kelly was in the Super Bowl runs. But I'm not sure who you put him over in there. I mean, Thurman Thomas, you know, he's kind of an Emmitt Smith shadow there for half his career, but probably was clearly the best AFC running back. And without him, I don't think they would have seen those four Super Bowls. So maybe find a way to squeeze Thurman Thomas in there, but Jim Kelly clearly deserves it. You know, you got to have some kind of hockey in there as well with Buffalo and their history.
Yeah.
So.
It's a huge town for that, and Jack Kemp was the quarterback when they won the AFL championship in the 60s. So, yeah, Thurman Thomas, you know, certainly honorable mention on my list. I just don't know who I would wedge him in over.
Yeah, maybe Jack Kemp, but, you know, like you said, they won an AFL championship. You know, those Bills teams won four AFC championships, but that's not a Super Bowl, baby. So.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They won the biggest thing they ever won with Kemp at the helm there. Here's one that I know is going to hit home to you as somebody who probably the bulk of your life, this has been the closest major sports city for you, Cincinnati. Johnny Bench, Pete Rose, Oscar Robertson, Anthony Munoz. Those were the four I came up with.
Yeah, I mean, clearly Munoz is the face of the Bengals. He was the best offensive lineman in the NFL for 10 years plus, still active in the community. Has to be there. You know, other guys of the Bengals lore, maybe Kenny Anderson or Chris Collinsworth, but neither one of those guys was, you know, did what Munoz did. Oscar Robinson, you know, averaged a triple-double one year, one of the greatest all-around basketball players in the history of basketball, so he has to be there. And, you know, Bench and Rose, definitely. I mean, you know, Joe Morgan, maybe honorable mention, he is in the Hall of Fame, but, you know, Pete Rose still is baseball in Cincinnati, and Johnny Bench with his two MVPs and part of that Big Red Machine. It's kind of hard to leave Morgan out, but, you know, Morgan just didn't do quite as much as the other two. You know, maybe a lot of people down there would have Morgan over Munoz, but, you know, some face of the Bengals is appropriate here, so I like your four.
Okay. For Dallas, here was an interesting one. For Dallas, Roger Staubach, Troy Aikman, Nolan Ryan, Mike Modano.
Wow. Maybe Emmett goes in over Modano. I'm not sure, you know, that an NHL guy belongs in over Emmett. Staubach and Aikman have to be on there. You know, Emmett, the greatest rusher in history, at least statistically, the NFL. I guess I'm kind of would lobby for him over Modano, to be honest with you, but I guess you want to try to represent the four sports if you can. So yeah,
well, and not only that, they won a Stanley Cup, and obviously championships are big in Texas as they are everywhere. But not only Emmett, too. Don't forget on Emmett. If you're going to make a case for Emmett, you got to make a case for Tony Dorsett also.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, like the crackhead Michael Irvin should get a bit of vote somewhere. You know, and Dirk. If Dallas ever wins a championship.
Yeah, could be.
You know, Dirk's had a nice run down there in Dallas as well. So,
well, that one, I'll tell you what, was easy compared to this next one. The ancient sports cities of America are damn near impossible. There are so many on this next one that got left off. Here's what I went with for Detroit: Gordie Howe, Steve Yzerman, Ty Cobb, Barry Sanders. And that,
wow.
I mean, that leaves Al Kaline and Greenberg. I mean, there's so many, and Bobby Lane, and, you know, there's so many that got left off. I mean, that's going to be the case regardless. But those were the four I came up with.
Yeah, you got to have a hockey guy. I mean, Yzerman was the face of that team when they were winning in the 90s. You know, Gordie Howe, one of the greatest players of
all
time.
Mr. Hockey, hello.
Yeah, and it's a hockey town still. I mean, you know, it's Barry Sanders, absolutely, you know, many will argue best pure running back in the history of the NFL. Well, and then Ty Cobb, I mean, many years removed, but, you know, first ballot of one of the initial inaugural five members of the Hall of Fame, how's that guy not going to be in your all-time greatest for your city? So definitely a tough city. You know, if you were to do the last 20 years, you might get Whitaker or Trammell on there somewhere, but
right.
You know, if you look at the history of the city, that one would take some time to narrow it down to those four, but I don't think anybody would argue with those four.
Almost impossible, yeah. Here's what I had for Houston: Hakeem Olajuwon, Jeff Bagwell, Craig Biggio, Warren Moon.
Definitely Moon, definitely Hakeem, and then with the Astros, I mean, you know, you put Nolan Ryan in and Dallas, and he had a nice run in Houston as well, but majority of his career was with the Texas or out in California. Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I mean, those guys were there for so long. They were the face of that team for so long. I mean, the story I told last week, you know, and when I went to the game in Montreal, I went there to see Bagwell. That's the reason I went.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people in a lot of cities across the country during that stretch the Astros had, they were going to watch Bagwell and Biggio play. So if that's what's drawing people in to watch your team, then eventually, they become one of the you think Houston, you definitely still think of those guys, so.
Yeah, well, Jimmy Wynn was kind of big back in the day, too, for the Astros. There's a couple ways you could go, but, yeah, I thought Bagwell and Biggio probably were more impactful. J.R. Richard, certainly, if he doesn't take one off
J.R.,
the dome.
Definitely.
Yeah,
if he stayed off the crack, he probably would have been there, but.
Yeah, J.R. Richard.
But honorable mention crack addicts here tonight, Drake. I don't know.
The guy took one off the skull, man. Come on. Mike Scott also, too, although he doctored the baseball, allegedly. For Kansas City, I had Len Dawson, George Brett, Derek Thomas, Dan Quisenberry. There's
definitely Brett. First name that came to mind when you said Kansas City was George Brett.
Yeah.
Derek Thomas tragically left us too early. He definitely should be there. Lynn Dawson, absolutely. When I think Kansas City, you know, those guys are the ones that immediately come to mind that really maybe one of their defensive guys from those teams in the 70s, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, tough to think of anybody else in Kansas City that would, you know, they're definitely more of a, if the Royals not won that series, maybe it wouldn't be Brett, but they did. Maybe Quisenberry, I don't know, maybe you find another football player to put in there over the quiz, but he was one of the dominant relievers in baseball for 10, 15 years, so I kind of agree with that as well. So no major argument on Kansas City.
There were some great Chiefs players back in the 60s, back in the AFL days, no question about that. The honorable mention list would be pretty much peppered with a lot of those guys. Los Angeles, this was an interesting one, and for a major, major market, maybe not as difficult as I thought it was going to be. Wayne Gretzky is honorable mention, just because I think if the Kings had won the Cup in 93, he'd be on the list, but they didn't. Here was my four. Magic, Kareem, Kobe, and Sandy Koufax.
Wow.
A lot of star power, obviously.
Yeah, tons of star power, and I guess we're limiting this to pro football, right? I mean, pros, right? Because, you know, you got all those USC teams who were so successful. OJ was, you know, he was, and why OJ didn't even get a mention for Buffalo, did he? We just totally forgot about OJ, but.
Well, you know what, though? But same as, like, with Cleveland. I was joking about this with Jason before about LeBron getting sandblasted off of Mount Rushmore over the summer. We were talking about that. Jim Brown, Bob Feller, Otto Graham, and then putting Lou Groza back up on there. I mean, some things you do, because public esteem is a big part of this and the way you continue to be looked at, I think OJ, you know, they don't look at him the way they used to, and I think that's an understatement.
Yeah, and again, I guess I'm thinking more of, you know, athletic achievement than overall deservingness of a Mount Rushmore. But, yeah, I mean, you know, he probably deserves a brief mention somewhere statistically, probably belongs on one somebody's Mount Rushmore, but,
right,
you know, real life thereafter, clearly, as you said, Sam blasted off. The Dodgers, I mean, Kirk Gibson won them the World Series, obviously, and Oral was dominant, but not as good as the guys you named. And Kobe's established himself, and Magic has to be there. And, yeah, Kareem, you know, I don't know if you've done Milwaukee yet, but
we're going to.
I don't know if you're allowed to be on two Mount Rushmores, but yeah, I mean, Kareem, you know, just his stats alone in L.A. warrant that. So,
well,
I'm okay with your L.A. list.
And not only that, you know, and another guy who was left, Steve Garvey, could have been on the L.A. shortlist, but seeing as how he later became best known for having his lifetime record for illegitimate children broken by Sean Kemp, since that's what he seems to be most known for, I think ultimately that was why he missed it. The next two are dual city ones. This is just where they fall in the alphabet. We got the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul, but before that, alphabetically, Milwaukee/Green Bay, and that's why neither Kareem nor the Big O makes the list. I got Bart Starr, Brett Favre, Hank Aaron, Warren Spahn.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, you said, you know, Green Bay, obviously Brett Favre and Bart Starr come to mind. Barred away immediately, and, you know, Kareem got his spot in L.A., so he can't make it there in Milwaukee. Let me think, Paul Molitor maybe, you know,
yeah.
But I guess he was with Minnesota a lot too, but
Robin Yount
could get mentioned.
Yeah, Robin Yount should be on there too. By the way, I'm retroactively changing Atlanta. I'd forgotten Hank Aaron. He's got to go in over Dale Murphy.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, so Hank
and,
Aaron makes
he
two.
Did have, yeah, it's tough on these guys that played, you know, chunks of their career, very productive chunks in multiple cities.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think Hank Aaron, you know, and maybe if this is some kind of, like, rules get implemented if you limit a guy to one city. But, hey, if a guy plays, you know, five-plus seasons in a city and goes to another city
right.
and plays five-plus seasons and is at a level that's considered the elite of the elite, then, yeah, he deserves to be there in both places.
Right.
So.
Well, we'll go to the next one here as we're running a little behind on time. We'll get through a bunch of these ones here. The Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Kirby Puckett, George Mikan, Fran Tarkenton, Rod Carew.
No debate here. I think you're good with those guys. Fran Tarkenton deserves a mention. Kirby clearly was the face of the team in the 80s, 90s. You know, Jack Morris probably deserves a mention somewhere, but he didn't have the staying power to make a Mount Rushmore, but he was pretty damn good for a few seasons. So.
Harmon Killebrew, too. It was tough to leave him off.
Yeah, Killebrew's a very popular, very good a real home run hitter before juice players and juice balls. So.
Yeah, he really was. Oakland, tough one here, but Reggie Jackson, Ken Stabler, Marcus Allen, Catfish Hunter.
Chris Mullin gets no mention.
Ooh. Yeah, he should. You know what, though? The Warriors ultimately didn't go very far when he was there.
They didn't win anything. He was on the Dream Team, and he's besides the Leitner, the only member of the Dream Team not in the Basketball Hall of Fame yet. I guess if Mullin gets voted in the Hall of Fame, revisit that Mount Rushmore.
That's a good point.
Charles Sprewell didn't make it either for that team, huh?
No, he does not. He does not. Nor do Richmond or Hardaway or any of the other guys from the Warriors. Philly, this is a tough one here. Mike Schmidt, Bobby Clark, Dr. J, Wilt Chamberlain.
Okay, and I thought Wilt may be disqualified because, you know, if Garvey thinks he fathered some kids, how many did Wilt father?
Well, apparently, perhaps Wilt was using something to prevent that, or perhaps he was kayfabing the total number. I don't know, but...
And Donovan McNabb probably deserves some kind of mention somewhere.
Honorable
mention.
Jaws.
I'm good with your Philly list. You know, I think, it's solid there. I'll go with those guys.
I don't want to sleep on Jaws or Chuck Bednarik or anybody else, but that was the list for there. Another one here, another ancient city, really, really, really tough, St. Louis, one of the toughest. Stan Musial,
wow.
Bob Pettit, Rogers Hornsby, Albert Pujols.
Well, Pujols is there, but yeah, what he's done lately, I think he deserves to be there. You got Stan the Man. I'm just running through the history of the Cardinals organization. Had such great teams. Hornsby definitely. I think that's a good list for St. Louis. Kurt Warner didn't quite play there long enough, didn't quite win enough Super Bowls, but should probably get at least a mention, but clearly didn't bring as much to the cities as the other four guys did. So.
Okay. That was a brutal one to do. This other one's tough, too, because this city doesn't have as much history. This is sort of on the other end of the spectrum. San Diego, Dan Fouts, LT, Tony Gwynn, Junior Seau.
Yeah, I mean, and Garvey played a chunk of his career in San Diego as well.
Yep.
But, you know, already been eliminated.
Trevor Hoffman just missed the cut.
I think Tony Gwynn, I think Seau, definitely Dan Fouts. I mean, those are clearly the guys you think of when you say San Diego, so I think you nailed him with that one.
Yeah, Trevor Hoffman was tough, too. It's tough to say on that one. Another one that's pretty tough, but this is a lofty list. There's some other guys you could put on here, like Willie McCovey. But here were the four I came up with for San Francisco. Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, Willie Mays, Barry Bonds.
Wow. Well, I put an asterisk by Bonds. I mean, Rice and you know, what about Steve Young over Bonds?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that might be one way to go. I don't know if I really like having Bonds on there, but, you know, what Bonds, I mean, Willie Mays clearly, I mean, even though a chunk of his career was in New York, you can't have an all-time list without, you know, the best receiver and best quarterback in the history of football being on the list.
Right.
My change may be you leave Bonds off because he's a cheater and you put Steve Young on. But other than that, I'm okay with your Frisco list.
And if we're projecting ahead, all things considered, Tim Lincecum would be somebody that would legitimately bump Barry Bonds someday. But that day is probably not here yet.
He wins a couple more Cy Youngs, wins a couple more titles, and absolutely he'll bump Bonds. But I agree, that's not accomplished what Bonds has yet.
Exactly, even though he's done it honestly, in as much as weed is not a performance-enhancing drug.
You stole it right out of my mouth. No question.
Another city that's tough, sort of opposite end of the spectrum of the St. Louis's and Boston's, just because there's not as much depth there, Seattle. I'm going to say Jack Sikma, Ken Griffey Jr., Ichiro, Gary Payton.
Sean Kemp might want to get a mention. I know he fizzled with the Cavs, but,
yeah,
you know, maybe more than a Sikma. Sikma had some staying power, but Kemp
title,
was,
though. He won the title. That counts for a lot.
Yeah, you're right. What about, you know, and I guess coaches aren't eligible. I mean, Lenny Wilkins gets no love. Or...
Well, he could get some love as a player. Certainly he played for them, as well as it was just on the tip of my tongue. Oh, Jim Zorn. Jim Zorn and Steve Largent.
Yeah.
Hey, you know
Steve
what? Largent.
I mean, had the all-time passing, catching record for a while. I think Largent has to be there over Sikma, to be honest with you. I think you can't leave off Largent. He was the face of the Seahawks and had the, until Jerry Rice came around, held the record for most catches in NFL history. So,
you know what, though?
I would put Largent over Sikma.
Here's where I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to put him in for Payton. Because Sikma won a title. I just keep coming back to that. That's the only team they've had that's won a title. That's pretty huge there. I mean, coming from Cleveland, I obviously know something about title vacuums. So, you know, that's a special that's a special team, and the Sonics were always number one in that city, all things being equal. So, but that was...
Yeah, Kevin Durant could have been one of the... No, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Seattle. All right, we're down to, I think, the last two before we go to our break and we come back on the other side with the fantasy football playoff mock draft. Tampa Bay... Here's what I had for Tampa Bay. Here's your foursome. Leroy Selman, Vincent LeCavalier, Martin St. Louis, and John Lynch.
John Lynch, definitely. That guy just one of the best defensive players. I mean, John Lynch absolutely needs
it's
to be
tough,
there.
It's tough, though, because it could only be him or Derek Brooks, I thought. And, you know, Brooks it was like heart and soul of that championship defense. I mean, that was so hard to limit it to one guy.
You're right, but you're back to the title thing. You know, I guess the D-Rays are all still young, and, you know, I mean, Carl Crawford had a nice little career here, but he bailed on them. So,
right.
You know, so much for your chance to be on Mount Rushmore, buddy. I think you'll take his 100 and some million, 140 or 60 million and say, sorry, Rick Morris, I'll take my 160 million over your Mount Rushmore. But
right.
You know, I don't know if the D-Rays really had more of a face besides Crawford, but no, I'm cool with those guys for Tampa. Definitely a younger sports city, though, when it comes to professional.
One of the youngest, certainly, by far. And the last one, the District of Columbia here, another kind of a tough one. This spans across eras. Here's your Mount Rushmore for D.C. Sonny Jurgensen, Sammy Baugh, Walter Johnson, Elvin Hayes.
Wow. I mean, John Riggins and Doug Williams probably at least need mentioned there.
That's
true. They did bring championships. But, yeah, that's the guys you named, I'm cool with that. You know, I think about the Bullets, Wizards, whatever. You know, again, I'm back to Bernard King thinking about, you know, they were the Washington, Baltimore, and all that. Maybe should have got at least gets another mention, but definitely shouldn't displace the four guys you put up there. So
okay. So those are the ones, and we've got it. We'll have these posted at thefdhlounge.com in the next couple of days to come here. I'm looking to see if there's any ones that I was going to mention to you from when I had Jason on. Just probably the one that I would mention here or actually just two of them. Denver, John Elway, Joe Sakic, Patrick Waugh, Dan Issel. It was kind of a tough one on Issel. You got Alex English, you got Tiny Archibald, you got a couple guys there, but those are the four we came up with for Denver.
Yeah, and maybe Davis.
Yeah.
Maybe Davis. I mean, but Elway is the first thing you think of, and Waugh, absolutely. So those two guys are no-brainers. And then you're right, it's a tough battle for the rest, but I'd probably say those four are most deserving. I'd go with that.
All right, and we'll leave it with this one here, Boston. Real tough one, and maybe if you look at legend for legend, the four biggest ones across from any city here. But in the end, I don't know how you displace any of these four. Ted Williams, Bobby Orr, Bill Russell, Larry Bird.
Man. Oh, gee. Yeah, we and I talked about this one off air. I'm like, what about Ray Bourque? Well, which one of those four do you take down for Ray Bourque? None of them. I mean,
I mean, Tom Brady's probably the closest. I mean, Brady, Bourque, Cam Neely, Yaz. These guys are all right on the doorstep. I think Brady might be the closest, but who do you bump off the list to put Brady in?
you sure can't take Bill Russell or Larry Bird off anybody's list. And you guys are one of the best hockey players in history. Ray Bourque can't displace that. And Ted freaking Williams. I mean, they have a red seat and freaking a green seat of stadium to signify where his last home run hit and stuff. I mean, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's anybody you can bump there. It's he might be the best number five on any of them, huh? Tom Brady.
Oh man, I would say he wins another one this year, and you have to. He's already in the same breath as Montana, but we'll see. They're clearly the prohibitive favorite to get there. At least the odds makers say that.